This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Most of Hong Kong and parts of southern mainland China ground to a near standstill on Friday with classes and flights canceled as Super Typhoon Saola edged closer. People were seen walking in the wind at Victoria Harbor, but there were fewer cars in the street as trees swayed in the wind. Hong Kong stock market trading was suspended and students saw the start of their school year postponed to next week. The Hong Kong Observatory raised a number 8 typhoon signal, the third highest warning under the city's weather system early on Friday. Russia is reporting more drone attacks targeting the country. AP correspondent Charles Day Ledesma has the story.
Russian officials say air defenses intercepted drones heading toward 3 of the country's western regions. Moscow airports briefly halted flights, but no major damage or injuries were reported, according to Russian authorities. Meanwhile, satellite images indicate a major drone barrage earlier in the week destroyed at least 2 military transport planes at Russian air bases in the Kursk, Belgorod and Moscow regions. Drones aimed at targets inside Russia and blamed by Moscow on Ukraine have become almost a daily occurrence. Recently, the drones have reached deeper into Russia. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Two cargo vessels have left a port near Odessa, Ukraine's deputy prime minister said on Friday, the third and fourth to transit from deep-water Ukrainian ports through the Black Sea since Russia withdrew from a safe passage deal for grain ships. Russia has blockaded Ukrainian ports since it invaded its neighbor in February 2022 and threatened to treat all vessels as a potential military target after pulling out of the UN-backed Ukrainian grain deal in July. This is VOA News. The United Nations said Friday it was seeking contact with Niger coup leaders after they stopped its agencies and other organizations from working in military quote-unquote operation zones. Niger's Interior Ministry late Thursday announced it was stopping UN agencies, NGOs, and international organizations. It did not specify which regions were affected, but said the measures were due to the current security situation. Niger's new military leaders took power in a coup on July 26 when troops ousted President Mohamed Bazoum. Conservationists say Australia is a leader in banning single-use plastic as new restrictions are being added to existing waste laws. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
There are no nationwide laws restricting the use of plastic in Australia. The 6 states and 2 main territories set their own standards. While releasing helium balloons is banned in Queensland, it remains legal in New South Wales, Australia's most populous state. Other states, such as Western Australia, have implemented multiple layers of bans on single-use plastic, while others, like Tasmania, have taken minimal action. Conservationists say that in the past 5 years, Australia has become a world leader in banning single-use plastics. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Pope Francis arrived on Friday in Mongolia, a predominantly Buddhist country with around just 1,450 Catholics that the Vatican hopes can act as a facilitator to improve difficult relations with China. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
The visit also follows Francis's broader policy of drawing attention to people and problems in what he has called the peripheries of society and the world. Prior to touching down, Francis spoke to reporters.
Going to Mongolia means going to visit a small population in a large country. Mongolia seems endless and it has few inhabitants, a small population but with great culture.
Francis also wired customary greetings to the leaders of each country he flew over, including China, assuring Chinese President Xi Jinping of his prayers for the quote, well-being of the nation.
Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. Temperature records are being toppled across Asia from India's summer to Australia's winter, authorities said Friday, in fresh evidence of the impact of climate change. The sweltering temperatures match long-standing warnings from climate scientists and come as countries from Greece to Canada battle record heat and deadly wildfires. In India, the world's most populous country, officials said this August was the hottest. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.